Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
Thunder Basin and Campbell County Outdoor Track and Field stayed in Gillette for their final meet of the regular season, which was last Friday. It was the Camel Qualifier that was hosted by Campbell County. Starting with how the Bolt ladies did, they took second as a team in the qualifier with a 147.20 score. Here is everyone from the Bolt ladies that had a top three finish. Starting in the 800-meter relay, the Bolts would place first with Megan Doherty, Emmeline Schleckwe, Siri Johnson, and Tyara Schubach participating. The Bolt ladies would place 1-2 in the 100-meter dash, with Chloe Crabtree coming in second and Grace Miller finished in first. Grace Miller and Chloe Crabtree also placed second in the 100-meter relay with Alexis Edwards and Kaylin Fitzpatrick. Emmeline Schleckwe finished third in the 400-meter dash. Megan Doherty ran in second in the 800-meter run. Grace Miller placed in second in the 200-meter dash. Allie Carter, Ashley Rogge, Emmeline Schleckwe, and Jade Strempka would come in second in the 400-meter relay. Ashley Rogge would come in third in the girls' high jump, and Kyrie Garrison would place in first. And Jalen Shepard would have a first-place finish for the Bolt ladies in the girls' discus. Moving over to the Bolt boys, they as well finished second as a team with 120 points. And here is everyone from the Bolt boys that had a top three finish. Starting in the 1600 sprint medley, Landon Scalise, Bridger Norton, Cameron Pilcher, and Anthony Montes would all come in second. Landon Scalise would place in first in the 100-meter dash, and he would also come in first in the 100-meter relay with Caden LaFrambois, Kyle Poppenfuss, and Bradley Eckstorm. Kyle Poppenfuss would also have a first-place finish in the 400-meter dash. And the Bolt boys finished 1-2-3 in the 200-meter dash, with Bradley Eckstorm coming in third, Bridger Norton would place in second, and Caden LaFrambois would come in first. Bradley Eckstorm, Kyle Poppenfuss, Caden LaFrambois, and Nolan Hautel would come in first in the 400-meter relay, and Nolan Hautel would have a third-place finish in the boys' triple jump. Thunder Basin will stay home once again this week as they will host the 4A East Regional Track and Field Championships. It will be a two-day event with day one starting on Friday at noon and 1 o'clock, and day two will be on Saturday morning starting at 9 and 10. That's it for your Basin Radio Sports Update. I'm Colton DeBias.